Christmas 1914, December, Devon and Somerset Yeomanry came onto the Wivenhoe Park because this is what the cavalry were for in the First World War. They come there because the brook about a mile away, there's barbed wire along there. That was the first, and the Germans had got to the east coast, that was the first line of defense. I got two ponies, and I could ride it as a little boy going to school.
Your father owned the ponies?
No. Those two ponies belonged to the big house at Wivenhoe Park, which is now the Essex University. They were private people. Stud Grumman Coachman, I worked under him from the start.
So when you ran away from being an apprentice, you worked
anywhere.
The stables?
Yes. These two ponies, I had to drive the milk and eggs and chickens and things from the farm to the big house in the morning and at night. So when I turned the ponies out, I took all the harness off, so I'd got no saddle or bridle on, and I used to give these Devon and Somerset an exhibition, bolting over the horse, hopping and skipping. They were so thrilled, they asked their officer to ask me, because I was only 17, you see, ask him if he'll join us as our mascot.
And you became the mascot?
No, I didn't join. I said, no, and the officer said, my soldiers are so keen on you, they want you to join them. I said, well, all my farmer friends and farmer sons are in the Essex Yeomanry, and that's what I want to go, where my friends are. They were all right, they were nice lot of fellas, but I didn't know anybody. When that come Christmas week of 1914, I went up to Colchester to the Essex Yeomanry recruiting office and knocked on the door.
Come in.
That was the Sergeant Major. He says, morning. He said, what can I do for you? I said, I would like to join the Essex Yeomanry. That's where all my friends are. Oh, he says, I see. What's your name? How old are you? And when I was 17, he says, you sure? I said, yes. Well, were you born? And I told him. He said, look, he said, go outside that door, he said, and think it over. I went outside the door, and a fellow didn't know him, and I haven't seen him from that day to this, so I don't know who he was. He come in the back door there. He said, hello, what, are you going to join up? I said, I don't know. I said, I've been in once. I said, but I must go where there's horses. Oh, he says, I'm going to join the Royal Horse Artillery. He said, come with me. I said, all my pals are in Essex Yeomanry. But I went in, the old Sergeant Major sent me out. He said, what for? I told him. Well, he said, of course, he says, that you can't get in, you're 18. I said, I'll tell you what, I'll try once more, and if I can't get in, I'll come with you. So he says, right. I knocked on the door, come in. He says, morning, who are you? And I told him, what can I do for you? So I said, look, I told him, it's the same thing again. He said, I'd like to join you. And he said, how old are you? I said, 18. So within 10 minutes, I gained a year.